Happened about a month ago. I'd had my work online, and the hope that I would maybe get a wee job for it. And Tim from Fanmoji emailed me. We had a Skype call the next day, and then that happened. I think they were really annoyed at the fact that Scotland didn't have a Scotland flag emoji, and they wanted to rectify that.
Yeah, at the time when the Emoji keyboard got upgraded, there was quite a lot of, uproar on social media and things like that. Did you pay any attention to that? Had it even crossed your mind, or?
I actually hadn't at all. I think I completely missed that, and I shouldn't have been because I'm a design student, so it should have been something I came across. But I knew that I can about it. I think I'd have been a bit outraged as well.
So after you were approached by Fanmoji, what was the kind of process in designing all these different stickers?
We got the Fanmoji group and myself got like a Trello board. It's basically an online whiteboard, so everybody can just go and write ideas on it. So we just spent a few days coming up with each category and each emoji sticker that would be on there. And then from there, I just went and started the illustrations.
And what kind of things can people expect?
Lots of phrases like bro, I know, no. Couple of famous faces in there, whiskey, haggis, square sausage, lots of fun wee things.
And obviously, I'm assuming since all this came out about the lack of a saltire, there's a saltire in there as well.
Definitely a saltire, yep.
And what are the kind of some of the more unusual ones? You mentioned kind of square sausage there. Is there, I think there's a Nessie in there as well, isn't
There's
there?
Nessie, yep. There's Scotty dogs. We've even got like the Kelpie's horses, the Discovery for Dundee, because we've tried to cater for everybody. We didn't want to miss anybody out.
And what has the reaction been like from your friends and family and things like that?
Oh, they love it. They think it's brilliant. I've got all my friends texting me the day and just emojis. I've got emojis constantly. It's fun.
And this must have been an absolute whirlwind of a journey for you.
It has been on the original sort of release of the idea when we did the poll. I spent like 3 days just doing interviews like this and talking to newspapers, and I was on STV Live at 5 at one point, and it was just crazy. Luckily, it's a bit calmer this time, but I'm still enjoying the attention a wee bit.
And I'd imagine that you've obviously got kind of major kudos from some of your uni lecturers and things like that.
Ah, definitely. It's really cool.